Hi guys, welcome to today's meditation. Today we're going to be looking at the work of a sculptor, two sculptors actually, that made a really awesome piece for the Burning Man Art Festival. Some of you may, or probably most of you, know about Burning Man. It's a big festival that happens out in the desert once a year, and people make some really spectacular art out there. And a lot of the art is then set on fire. So the piece that we're looking at is called Ego. It was done in 2012 by Laura Kimpton and Jeff Schoenberg. And so they basically made these giant 20-foot tall letters, sculptures, that spell out Ego. And the sculptures, if you look up close at them, they were made with a whole bunch of found objects. So they took trophies and deities and sculptures and little trinkets and oddball things and glued them on, or, you know, fastened them onto this whole big structure of the letters. And then they gilded them to a high shine so that they would shine from afar across the desert in these golden yellow letters. And then eventually they set this on fire and the whole thing burned to the ground and turned to ash. And so we're featuring this piece because we're still in the week of impermanence. And I felt like, for one thing, you can't get more impermanent than that, the building something and then burning it down to the ground. But I really love this one because it speaks to a concept that is in yoga called ahamkara. And aham in Sanskrit is I or me, and kara is to do or to make. So ahamkara is basically the doer, the doing self, also known as the constructed self. And what I really loved about this sculpture when I was reading about it, I didn't get to see it in person, was that all of these trinkets that they glued on were basically just kind of random weird things that we all cling to, like a trophy, an award, or, you know, things that we kind of define ourselves by. And then covered it in gold, in fake gold, of all things. And that it really speaks to the nature of ego. It's a building up. It's a layering on of our constructed self. You know, as we go through life, we take on our personas and we take on our achievements. And, you know, we take on all these different things to help define ourselves to other people. And define ourselves to ourself. And the work really within meditating and within yoga, and sometimes even if you don't do either of those things, but the work can be a life work of deconstructing, of taking apart those barriers, taking the trophies off the sculpture, burning it down, and coming to a place within yourself that is free of that. So that's where our meditation's going today. Have a seat on your cushion, get comfortable, and we'll begin. So as I mentioned in our sitting practice and our meditation, I'd like to encourage this to be a time for inquiry, self-inquiry. Can you see yourself for what it is, which is largely a construction? We're all in the same boat with that. Can you come to a place of stillness where you can see yourself in all honesty as a ever-changing construction? As we go through life, we take on new little trophies to add on, take things off that don't fit with us anymore, identities, relationships. But ultimately, this constructed self is quite fragile. It's just it's almost like a mirage, you know? It's not really real, even though it feels 100% real for most of us, I would say. It's not. So in the act of sitting, in the act of meditating, we're doing the work of intercepting the doer, the person who's always moving towards the next thing, or building up layers, taking off layers, and starting to get down to that unchanging part of self, the unflinching, the very raw, true self with a capital S. A lot of times I would venture to say that we think we are our thoughts. But there's the person who's watching the thoughts, right? The part of you that is observing your thoughts coming and going. That's who you want to talk to in your meditation. Not talk to, but that's where you really want to start to cultivate a relationship with that part of yourself. Underneath all the trophies, all the layers. Once the whole sculpture is burned down to the ground, what remains? Can you begin day by day and breath by breath to really let go of the appearances, let go of clinging to identities or to ways of seeing things? To be flexible within your perceptions, within your attitudes, flexible within your own body right now in this moment, breathing and sitting. Well, thank you for joining me for the meditation. I wish you luck out there in your process of deconstructing, and have a fantastic day. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.